And the Dolphins wrapped up their joint practice with the Bucs. The teams will meet for the third and final preseason game tomorrow night in Tampa. Joe, you are heading on the road today.
I am. Traveling up. Jumping in my beautiful black Tahoe and picking a couple of my guys up.
When are you coming back? You coming back on Saturday?
I am. I'm
going to
stay up
Friday
there.
Friday night there?
Stay up there.
Get
late night.
A little bit.
I'm not those days of leaving it. You know, a stadium at 12 or 12:30.
Driving home.
And driving home. So, you know.
I can give you some spots if you want to head out.
No, I've got my hotel room for a couple nights, so I'm good.
Okay.
Good. Going up there. And
you going to make it out tonight at least? Get a little dinner? A little Burns or something?
I'm not going to Burns, man.
No?
I'm not. I really don't want to get dressed up.
Why don't you take Don Bailey Jr.'s credit card?
I did write those. Hey, DVJ, your numbers are great if you're wondering who's. You know, I had the money to pay him that day, and he goes, I don't know what it was.
He's a gentleman. He's all class.
I said,
he knew
DVJ.
How much it was.
And why didn't he just. I was going to call him. I was like, come on, man. He goes, no, I'm serious. I looked.
Well,
did you really look?
Know, maybe if you guys ever have like a dispute or a falling out or something, he wants to hold it over your head committed wire fraud.
Hey,
on
man,
credit card.
You never paid me a stiff me. I didn't forget you, DBJ, if you're up this morning.
You did, by the way. You had a lot of cash.
Let me tell you something. DBJ is he's zoned in on this game. Man, I got to tell you, the one thing, Canes fans, the one thing that I'm always concerned with this new college system, with recruiting classes that used to be everything, and now the transfer portal has become very important to everybody, just about except Clemson, and that once that depth chart and guys start finding out here the next few days who's starting and who's backing up and who might not be playing, everybody comes in, especially when you got top recruiting classes. A lot of those guys think they're coming in to play right away, and they might not. A transfer portal guy comes in, and he thinks he's playing right away, and all of a sudden he hasn't looked so good, so he's down the depth chart. I start worrying, win or lose, about the chemistry of a team when you got unhappy dudes. This thing's just different, man. This is one thing that the pros don't have to deal with most of the time. Most of the time. You play guy hell. It's a whole different problem with the pros. It's health and trying to figure out late and which guys are going to make the team. Young guys are going to make the team, and they're glad to be on the team, and they know they got the practice squad, and that pays. But I do, and this happens now. There's a lot of teams that have had good recruiting classes and done well in the NIL, but it's still got to all come together, and you got to make sure and stay on top of it. You got to police it. So if you got a pouting somebody down there that's becoming toxic in the locker room and unhappy, and the other guys know, and it's just trying to keep the best environment you can, man, and that's the one thing. Because, you know, you're going to be watching to see who they go with. You know, coaches hate that depth chart. Absolutely every guy hates a depth chart. Hate to send it out to the media because it gets critiqued. Remember Barry Jackson was looking at the first depth chart, and Barry came out and said, I agreed with most of what the Dolphins have come up from what I've seen in practice. And I'm like, what? What you see in practice and what the team sees in practice, we have nothing in common. By the way, what I see in practice and they see in practice have nothing in common. We see a few plays. We see a guy drop one. We see a guy make a great catch. And we go, guy's having a great camp. Yeah, a little bit more to it. A little bit more to it for what the assistant coaches and the coordinators are looking at when they sit down and spend the evening looking at tape and trying to evaluate what they have. It's just a little bit different. Anyway, yeah, I can't wait, though. You know, I don't want to jump ahead to Jacksonville and Miami. I think it's going to be a great game, too. I really do. I think Jacksonville got a nice team. Trevor got paid. Everybody's all eyes going to be on Trevor, too. Don't think it's all eyes on Tua with his new contract. Trevor's got one, too. But I'm really looking forward to that game in Gainesville. Matter of fact, I considered going up there. I considered going up there. But I just decided maybe I'll stay home. Stay home and take the weekend off.
You sit in the donor section?
No.
You're giving enough money to that program?
No, I've just... Yeah. I have a 2-degree daughter from up there. That's it.
That's going to be quite an atmosphere for that.
But that's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, that'll be good.
And she's going up. That's the teaser. She's going up to that
drive
game.
Her?
First of all, she
that
doesn't want to.
Big, spacious Tahoe of yours?
You think she wants to hang out with me up there?
Yeah.
Now, she wouldn't mind me giving her a ride up
there.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You find your own
then,
way
like,
when you
yeah,
get up
exactly.
There.
Yeah, exactly. Then, hey, go find somebody to hang out with while you're up here. Yeah. But, Matt, great. I think it's going to be a hell of a game. I do. I think it's going to be one hell of a fun game to watch. And, hey, by the way, nobody's on a hotter seat than that guy is up there with the Gators. And, by the way, he's
kind of unfair. But
he got to be looking at that schedule because everybody looks at the Gator schedule. You have that again, Woody?
I can get it for you. But, yeah, isn't that
– That Gator schedule is brutal.
That guy's on the hot seat. Like, you can't put together a schedule like that and –
I know, but that's her conference schedule. That's her conference schedule. That thing is brutal.
All right, you ready for this thing? So they got Miami the first game. They play Samford.
Okay.
Their only winnable game the following week. Then they go, they host Texas A&M.
Okay.
Then at Mississippi State. Then they host UCF at Tennessee.
They could have 3 wins early, though. Go ahead.
Possibly. Then they host Kentucky. Then they play Georgia in Jacksonville. Then they play at Texas. They host LSU. They host Ole Miss.
Georgia, Texas, LSU, and Ole Miss has got
a
good team,
at
too.
At Florida State. Ole Miss ranked number 6.
Yeah.
Right now as we sit currently here. Not
That's Kiffin country,
much,
right? Oh, Kiff's got
yes, it is.
Got himself a...
I'm sure he's embraced the NIL thing, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Been embraced a long time ago.
Oh yeah, he's gonna get that guy's a hell of a coach, man.
Man, you a fan?
Huh?
You like him?
I don't personally care for some of his stuff, but no, just that we're talking about coach, right? This is a little bit like Saban. Like Saban, the coach is really good. Kiffin, the coach is really good.
It's kind of funny when he was at FAU. Remember, he couldn't wake up early enough to come on the show.
Got the
one time
communication
guy. 9 o'clock or something. It was like 9 in the morning. Guy sounded like he was half asleep.
The communication guy is like, hey, man, I'm sorry, but Kiff was out with the girls in the college pub last night. He's out having a couple cold ones with the girls. Oh, man. Stories that came out. God bless him, though, man. That guy, he's a pretty damn good coach. He is a pretty damn good coach. He's had some good years. He's done a nice job. He's got some big wins at Ole Miss, and hell, they keep redoing his contract every year. Every time somebody goes looking at him, boy, Ole Miss finds more money, don't they? Don't they find a little bit more money every year? So we've got, speaking of the college thing, we've got a big weekend of high school football starting tonight, actually. But a lot of games going on. The biggest high school football weekend Broward County's ever had with the games that they have. The new Broward Showcase. Blue will talk to us about that, some of the matchups. Milton coming in town, Gorman, Las Vegas coming in town. They just won the national championship. There's just some really good teams. Big team, really good team. Lakeland's hasn't lost forever. Going to be playing Central at Trask Powell. I mean, you've just got great games. And I'm afraid South Florida's a little bit down this year, a little bit. Just not as good. I can't imagine Chaminade's as good as what Chaminade just lost. Coach Jones, I love you, man. I do. But there's no way your team can be as good as that team you just had. That team, between your two receivers you had last year, and I know you're loaded at receiver again this year, but those guys, I have trouble believing they're as good as a guy that's starting at Ohio State as a true freshman and a guy that should be, if not starting, playing a lot of snaps, JoJo Trader for University of Miami. What do you start losing like guys like that and the safety that University of Miami also got from Chaminade? Boy, they are just Loaded. Yeah, that kid Patterson is a stud. I don't know how long before they're going to have to play him at UM too. I understand, you know, he's raw and he hasn't seen it all and it's a new step, but some point that dude keeps making plays out there. You just have to go, we got to play him. Even if he makes a couple mistakes, that dude is good. That guy is really good. All right, Larry Bluestein going to join us. Talk a little high school football, get you caught up, Dade and Broward on everything going on right now, though. I want to talk to you about Baptist Health South Florida, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Baptist Health South Florida is put together. I get asked almost every day, and I know usually when people ask me, they know there's an affiliation with me and Baptist Health. And they, well, Joe, can I ask you, where do most of the professional teams go? And I go, well, Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins all trust those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. Team doctors, not just team doctors, but the team doctors, when we have an injury, can send them to all their in-house specialists, some of the best in the business from around the country. We've got some of the best knee doctors for anything, including just completely blowing out your knee. How about being back in 12 months playing all your sports? That's the kind of work that's being done over there. Shoulder and foot and ankle and hand and back and hip and knee replacement, also big right now. And the Achilles, also one of the biggest injury problems we have right now. For some reason, everybody's popping the Achilles. But don't worry. When you put together great doctors with lots of experience, hey, it's about the goal every time you go to Baptist Health is getting you healthy as quickly as possible. We got three great locations. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. Also at Hard Rock, right next to the practice facility. Another beautiful Baptist Health facility there. And 595 and Pine Island Implantation. So easy to get to. And boy, have I been using the you-know-what out of that place, man. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. About getting all of us healthy in team and individual sports as quickly as possible.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Thank you, Woody, and let's go right to him, Larry Bluestein. Blue, our high school football insider. I know Blue disagrees with me, but I believe since I've been around, this is the biggest opening week in Broward County history for high school football. The Broward Showcase is obviously the biggest piece of this, but we've also got some great games all over South Florida to get to. Good morning, Blue. How you doing?
Good morning. I don't know if I disagree. I just said that this is setting the tone for probably one of the most impactful seasons ever. I mean, every week you're going to have great games, but I think this week is a little bit different, as you mentioned, because the Broward County Showcase in its third year and perhaps one of the most publicized events in the country. Where you have the number 1, 2, 4, 9, and 14 teams in a nation from last year on football fields over 3 days. So that, yeah. I agree with you. So, yeah.
Yeah, let's.
It all begins today.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. Go ahead and hit it, Wood. Let's go.
Well, you know what? You take a look at the first game today, Peachtree Ridge of Georgia playing against Coconut Creek's Monarch High School. That'll be kicked off at 4 o'clock at Coconut Creek. And then the next one, I think that most of Liberty City will be in attendance when Miami Northwestern and Teddy Bridgewater makes his official debut against Coconut Creek in the second game at 8 o'clock. So, and both of these games, a lot of interest going into these games, and obviously other games today. You have Columbus and South Ridge, which will be a pretty decent game to open up. Booker T. Washington is getting a chance to play South Dade. But then tomorrow, the scene shifts to a couple of places. Let's start with Trask Powell Stadium, where Lakeland, two-time defending state champion, against Miami Central, which missed out last year for the first time in 4 years, will take on, and this since this game has been called, you know, made, all there has been is talk, internet talk, and you know, Polk County, Dade County, and that'll unfold at 7:30 at Trask, as I said. And then,
wow.
Oh, by the way, up the road, you have two of the most impressive quarterbacks in the country for 2025 in Milton, Georgia, defending Georgia state champions, and Luke Nickel, who's committed to the University of Miami, so there's a lot of interest there, against American Heritage with one of the top 2026 juniors in the country in Dia Bell. So that's just another choice to make. And Oh, by the way, up the road again in the showcase, Lake Mary with Noah Grubbs from Florida, class of 2026 quarterback, will take on Cardinal Gibbons' team that has won the first two times they've been in the showcase. 2 years ago against nationally rated DeMatha High School out of Washington, D.C., and last year from Cardinal Gibbons of North Carolina. So those showcase games in the first couple of days, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of talent, plus the Lakeland, the Central game, you know, and there's some other contests, obviously, that we'll have an opportunity. Saturday is the day, if you're really a high school football fan. Two nationally televised games on ESPN. Defending national champion Las Vegas Bishop Gorman will come to St. Thomas Aquinas to play the Raiders. Five-time defending state champions. That's a 4 o'clock ESPN kickoff. And right after that, at 8 o'clock, you have defending national runner-up Chaminade Madonna going against the St. John Bosco team from California that was here last year. And they loved it so much, they're coming back. And then, yeah, and not only that, the other in the final showcase game will take place at Western High School in Davie when Hoover of Alabama, maybe not the tradition-rich school it has been in the past, but still a program over the years with Rush Probst that had a lot of talent, and they'll kick off at 7 o'clock out in Davie. So, can I catch
Man,
a breath on
holy
this first
smokes.
Week?
Boy, that's... Yeah. Hey, so I got to ask you, I know not everybody's going to be as good as last year. And Chaminade, I was just saying this before you came on, Chaminade can't be as good as they've been the last 2 years. It's just impossible with the players I've seen that UM's been able to get. Ohio State's got one of the best wide receivers we've ever seen come out of South Florida. He's actually already starting at Ohio State as a true freshman. You lose guys like that, and I know those guys, and I see them working out at Vista View, and I'm going, you guys someday might be really good, but it's hard for me to imagine that group of guys that everybody's raved about can be as good as those two guys that just left.
100%. Although you got to give Damian Jones and that Chaminade team a lot of credit year in and year out. They come back. They're going for a ninth straight trip to state. Everybody
wow.
wants to. Everybody Damn. Wants to go once, but they're going for a ninth straight trip to state. They're a 1A team. There's not a lot of competition for them, but let's put that as a big but there. Their schedule is crazy. I mean, they take on all comers like they do every year. They're going to be playing just an amazing schedule coming up. And, you're 100% right. You can't lose a generational wide receiver and then another one, you know, who was pretty darn good. A quarterback went to NC State. A running back went to North Carolina. A defensive end that went to Pitt. I mean, it goes on and on. Your safety
Loaded.
Went to the University of Miami. So, they're going to be – it's going to be a good game. Obviously, it's going to be one in the trenches, and that's where – Chaminade Madonna probably doesn't have what they've had in the past, but we'll see. We'll see. You got to still play the game.
Hey, Blue, I got to ask you this one. So Central looked really good. I know it was a practice game or preseason game, whatever you want to call it. Central looked really, really good last week. They got Lakeland. Lakeland hasn't lost. They've won 30 games in a row. Is this Lakeland team stacked again? Is because they better have their big boy pants on, because that Central team looks like the old Central teams again.
Yeah, well, you know what? Both teams are stacked with talent, as you said. I mean, in Lakeland in the past really never played anybody, but now that's not true. Over the last couple of years, they've stepped up to the plate and played some pretty good teams. And, in their state championship game against a real good Venice team, scored over 60 points, had 800 yards of offense, and they didn't come back intact. So it's going to be real interesting, you know, the year. You know, you have Bill Castle, who's a legendary coach, who stepped aside before last season, and they still managed to come up and the state title. Coach Frazier's done a great job. But as you said, Central, when they're running on all cylinders, are going to be pretty tough. I mean, they have a really good offensive line, as always, but I think the strength of that team is defensively. They held, I think, last week in the kickoff classic game, a really sound Ocala Vanguard team, I think, two first downs. and their defensive line, they're, you know, led by Randy Arruda and the kid Floyd Bucard, who came in this year, and he's going to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And then the linebacking core, Ezekiel Marcelin, is a commit to Miami. Their secondary's really loaded. So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a tug of war, and it's going to be, I think it's going to be a tremendous game, maybe the best game in the state, one of the best in the country for sure, you know, coming up, you know, right here at Traz. And then, as I said, you know, you got the other two games, you Milton, Georgia, who lost to Western last year, then won 13 of 14 games and won the state title in Georgia, which is not an easy, you know, accomplishment. Yeah. And the American Heritage, which missed out on a state championship last year. Mike Smith's got that team, and, I mean, they're loaded with talent. And then, you know, never count out Cardinal Gibbons either, because, you know, Matt DeBuck has done a tremendous job. But they're going to have their hands full, too, with the Lake Mary team out of the Orlando area. That, you know, won 12 games or 11 games last year. Yeah. So it's
a lot of good stuff.
Not only that, but the Saturday, Joe, is going to be worth the price of admission.
Hey,
yeah.
Real quickly, Norland just loaded up last year. My God, what if you're going to win a state championship, and they probably should have won the state. They came up short in that game. Everybody thought they're going to be really good. How much do I read into the butt kicking they took last week?
Wow.
Just give it to me straight, Blue. I can take it.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, first of all, they faced an Armwood team that was loaded. I mean, just loaded. Both sides of the ball, they had Gerard Pringle, a University of Miami commitment, who just went off in the second half and looked real good. But where Norland's probably their deficiency is on the offensive line. They're big, but they don't have anywhere near what they had last year.
Yeah.
And that's where the games are going to be won and lost. And, you know, they play Miramar, a team that is good, but not and shouldn't be in their caliber. But we'll see. You know, they got a tough schedule. You know, yeah, they were disappointed with last week's showing. But I'm not going to take anything away from Armwood. They were a really good football team, and but not 31 points better. So I think that was a wake-up call. I'm sure Coach Heidelberg has this team ready to go. And, you know, that's I mean, there's no more easy roads. Every single week, Joe, you and I are going to talk, and there's going to be some national implications every single week.
Yes.
You know, we talked about St. Thomas. Everyone always criticized their schedule. They can't do it this year. They play Columbus. They play Chaminade. They play Monarch. They play Western. And obviously, they play the defending national champions in the opening game. So, you know, I mean, and you and I talked, the real good thing about when at the year ends, you could say we have one team is going to be better than the next because everybody plays each other.
Yeah. Hey, real quickly here too, while we're at it here this morning and talking about all these games, what game are you looking forward to the most that on paper looks like it could be the best game of the weekend coming up?
Lakeland Central. I think that's a game that, you know, you have two immovable objects, six state championships between the two of them in the last 5 years. So, and I just think that they're two caliber teams. And by the way, down the road, if you're really looking, Lakeland is 5A and so is St. Thomas. So, I mean, that could be one of those rematches.
Yeah, that's old school right there, man. That's some of the great ones at Hard Rock Stadium. Oh, that's great stuff.
Exactly. So there's, you know, I mean, you have some really, really good competition. For Norland and American Heritage are in the same region. So one of those is going to go to state and the other one's going to kind of look forward. So, yeah, I have a lot of competition. Don't forget about Columbus.
No, nope, you know, I'm not. I know you bring them up a lot and you like the Columbus. Yep. You like the coaching, but they're not as good as they were a year ago either.
Probably not as deep. You're right.
Yeah.
But
it's not a shot, by the way. It's just a talk show here, man.
But they are two-time defending state champion, and Coach Dunn and his staff
have
done just an outstanding job. But I'll tell you the team, and I told you that I'm calling out. This is their year, probably as loaded as they've ever been, as Western High School, right down a block from your house.
It's time.
It's time with that team
he put together right by the house. He'll see me three or four times this year on a Friday night. Hey, Blue, great having you, man. Have a great weekend. I can't wait to come home and see what's going on here and see if my wife on date night wants to go watch St. Thomas where we put our kids through. I don't know if it'll fly or not, but it's worth a shot. So thank you, Blue.
Nice. Be safe on the way up to Tampa.
I will. Always drive safe, man. Thank you. Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider, joining us to talk a little bit about what, and you can see he's jacked up and knows everybody in the state and how good they are and everything else. Really makes it fun. So I want to thank Blue. Hey, Kim Bocamper going to join us coming up here at 8 o'clock this morning from Tampa Bay. We'll get caught up on everything Miami Dolphin, including injuries to who might be playing and some of the great matchups we're going to be watching here for some guys trying to make the team that this game's important to. We'll talk with Bo with all that stuff. Hey, by the way, if you hired a law firm that you're just not happy with, made promises they haven't been able to keep, can't get a call back, doesn't seem to be important to them, and you're wondering why, and those beautiful and nice people that do those great commercials, you can't even find them anymore. So you're going, wow, I don't seem to be very important to you. Well, call Cohen and Judah for a free second opinion on your injury case. Let them tell you what they think and let them go to work for you. This is what they do, man. And if communication is a problem, you won't have that. You want to talk about great skills. Cohen and Judah, the injury law firm, is fantastic. I know you're going to like it. Hey, if you've been injured, trip and fall, car, truck, or motorcycle accident, anything else, electric shock, when you're making that big decision on who will represent you, you might want to ask the person whose name is on that law firm, hey, by the way, are you going to handle my case? Not really. I do the commercial. Oh, okay, because Cohen and Judah, they will. Yeah, that's a big, big difference. Cohen and Judah, they'll handle your case from start to finish. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. I got to tell you, if you're going through it right now and you haven't made a decision, call them. All you got to do is call them. You'll fall in love with them because they do it the right way. That's Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah with over 33 years of experience each. Implantation big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million-dollar results, small enough to call you back. How about that? Go to CohenandJudah.com. Read the reviews. They're special, man. That's 866-324-7333. That's 866-FAIR-FEE for Cohen and Judah.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, I'm curious if you've seen this story, Joe. We didn't hit it when it first came out, but now that the Yankees have responded, I thought it was kind of worth bringing up here. Did you see the Yankees were running around the Little League stuff last couple of days? Jazz Chisholm, like, took a kid under his wing. It was a whole nice story about everything.
I saw one of the Little League managers took a shot at Judge, yeah.
That's exactly where we're heading with this one. Yeah. So you know where the guy was from. He's from Staten Island. Just like, you know, obviously.
Okay.
So the coach of the Staten Island Little League team, he's really salty because Aaron Judge didn't get a chance to speak to his team. Now, all the Yankees were involved in this thing, and they kind of had to, you know, go around and see different teams and stuff like that, right? Because you can't get them all, right?
So this guy calls out Judge of all people.
They did, by the way. Staten Island did get to hang out with Aaron Boone, Gerrit Cole, and Jason Dominguez. Not a terrible consolation prize, right? Like, pretty good. No?
Yeah, but it's a secondary story. Like, you're there to play baseball.
I know. Well, the manager didn't make it about that, Joe, because he went to the Staten Island newspaper and complained about it. He also said that during the game, the kids were sitting behind the plate and they were, you know, yelling for Judge to turn around and wave, and he didn't. And he came out and he said that we pay their salaries and
we paid the salaries.
He did. He went with the
You're making a lot of money because of people like me and these kids' parents.
So the Yankees, you know, had to come out and they made a statement on this as well. But this is just what a bizarre thing for this coach to do. Like, it seems like a really nice thing for the Yankees to spend time with these kids.
Invited to Yankee
they
Stadium.
They did get invited to Yankee Stadium. Yes, the Yankees came out of that with that in the statement as well. They also said it would be much better if Staten Island's coach called us to understand the facts before bitterly reacting in such a public fashion. Reaching out to us would have been a prudent way to act and would have set a fine example for his young players. So he took a nice little shot at the guy.
Took the old role model and threw it right back at the coach.
But what are you doing, man?
I don't know, man. That's where we are
like,
now.
It's just not like you can't act that way. These guys don't owe you anything.
You very seldom
they,
get.
It seems like they did a lot of nice stuff for all these kids.
A manager calls the local paper. Stupid. Stupid. Yeah.
Speaking of stupid, who reads the Staten Island whatever?
Locals.
I don't know what that thing was called, the Staten Island Gazette or something. Like, who reads that thing?
The people live in that town.
That's the worst.
It's like my dad reads the Marysville Democrat. It comes out
you
like once a week.
Marysville has a paper?
Yes.
Wow.
He can't wait to get. Is a paper here yet? Go check. Oh, God. Okay. It's very thin, by the way. Very thin.
Okay. keep it moving here, and this is funny, man. Sometimes these local TV stations, you'll run around a stadium or something, they'll interview fans, right? You've been involved in that, and you know those things can get interesting, to say the least.
Yes.
So this TV station, KTNV in Las Vegas, found a young kid at a Raiders preseason game, decided to ask him his thoughts on the upcoming season.
If you're so into the NFL, you know your Raiders, I can tell right here. How are you feeling with the team this year?
We're not going to the Super Bowl. I already know it.
We got a realistic Raiders fan here. This is odd. This is the first interview I've ever had like this. The Super Bowl chances are not good, but what is it going to take for the Raiders to have a successful season, you think?
Not to get arrested.
Okay, that's definitely an interesting one. I would agree with that. Yeah, getting someone in prison, that's going to hurt the chances.
I thought he was going to rip the quarterback. I swear it. I didn't know you were going that. 10-year-old
kid.
Oh, Lord. That's what you get for asking what you think is a real knowledgeable kid and not giving you the, oh, boy, our team's going undefeated.
All right, we keep it moving here. I don't know that the sound on this, the audio is going to do this justice. The Giants, and I'm getting all my New York teams confused here. The Giants and the Jets had joint practices, New York football team,
yep.
Right? Daniel Jones is the quarterback of the Giants, and Sauce Gardner, pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Had to play against Daniel Jones in this thing, and obviously someone decided to ask him his thoughts on Daniel Jones. Here's Sauce Gardner.
What was your opinion or takeaway on Daniel Jones?
He's a good quarterback. You feel me? I thought I was about to pick him off today. I had a little cloud rip. You know, he had looked at the last minute to try to throw the check down to Wandale. You know, I thought I had to pick, but he kept it. The competitive period, it was very competitive, man. It was great. Like, I had fun out there today, you know. I don't really know what to say. Like,
he's got a big smile, by the way, while he's doing it. It's just the video is even funnier. It's brutal, man.
You know, how far do I want to go? He's a really nice guy.
He threw a I had fun in there, too.
Oh, man.
This is really funny.
The guy literally could not think of anything good to say about Daniel. Like, oh, man, well, he's a starting quarterback in this league. You never know. Oh,
that,
man.
By the way, I did cut some of that because dead air is not great. He paused for like 15 seconds in the middle of that thing.
And you say he had a smile on his face whole time? Like,
yeah, he was trying so hard to be. I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, you know, if he comes out and says.
He says he sucks, yeah.
Yeah, the guy's not very good. Our guy with the left hand is better. Like, then you'd had all kinds of problems, right? You got to deal with that. So that's pretty funny. That's good stuff, Wood.
All right, a couple more for you here, Joe, before we send it back to you. This is a really weird one. Chick-fil-A, the chicken fast food restaurant, has planned a streaming service here that will be coming to a streaming platform near you soon here. They're going to be working on some different reality shows. Including some original series here with some of the characters that they have. So look for the Chick-fil-A streaming network coming soon.
Just keep that food good. That's all.
Very strange. A lot of content out there these days. A lot of content out there. And finally, Florida was named the most fun state in the country, according to Wallet Hub. The ranking was based on 26 key factors, including nightlife, national parks, and restaurants.
Okay.
We have obviously we have Disney here, so that helped. Outdoor activities, the weather.
The only thing we don't have on those beaches. National parks is we don't have mountains. But outside of that, we kick you know what.
You have a mountain near you, don't you?
Yeah, it's a
trash mountain.
Yeah, it used to be a dump. Just a view. Now we like to call it a beautiful park. But yeah, it used to be. I see people drinking that water out there. I'm going, man, are you sure you want to drink that water or do you want to bring your own? I don't know about you, but I'm going to skip that. All right. Hey, by the way, if anybody from Vista View's listening, I love Vista View. It's a fun place to walk. Right now, before we get to Kim Bocamp here at 8 o'clock, I want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot to choose from when it comes to air conditioning and plumbing problems. But I got to tell you, I would ask you this. How many companies have been around for 35 years, have 135 trucks on the road daily, and work 7 days a week? You can always get a hold of them. I got more good news, too, on top of it. We have a warehouse full of air conditioning units, all different sizes, and water heaters, all different sizes. So when you have a problem, you need a new one, we got them. We don't order them. We just pick them up. Hey, by the way, that's always been part of the great service, is same-day installation. And because we have a warehouse full of them, same-day installation is very doable when you work at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. They got financing plans as well to help you out. We got a box truck filled with all-size Rheem water heaters ready for you with those trained and certified technicians for all your air conditioning problems. Like I said, 7 days a week and licensed, experienced plumbers. The best in the business, man. Family-owned and operated and still going strong after all these years. Eric in there early, working with Mike and Chippy and all the rest of those guys, ready to make sure you have a great experience. And listen, man, it's hot. Let's be honest. Nobody wants a struggling air conditioning unit. Air Around the Clock can take care of all of it for you. Just remember, the next time you have a problem, just make the call. You've seen the billboards. It says it all, man. 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-349-6922. Tell them your really, really good friend Joe Rose said to give them a call at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.